WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Bandog here on this Thursday afternoon over at Vice Avenue. Good day, Scott Glaze will join us. Head professional out at Stonehill Ferry, and we'll talk some golf. The Open Championship pretty much done for the day, and they got started at 1:30 in the morning.
You were up, right? You got up and watched
and,
it.
No, you think Scotty
was up pretty early?
I tried to get it on my computer, and it was on the Peacock,
okay,
which they said was free.
Yes.
But every time I tried, I'd get to a point where it said, start watching. It would send me someplace to subscribe.
To subscribe? So did they want you to, like, create an account?
I did that.
Oh, so it wasn't letting you watch it.
Every time I hit start watching, it went to someplace trying to sell me a subscription.
Well, next time you do it, send me a photo, and I'll see if I can figure it out.
So I tried to cut it on it with my computer at my desk.
It wasn't working.
To watch, but I couldn't do it.
Why? It's exclusively on Peacock?
The Days was.
Oh, okay.
Now, NBC will have it this weekend. I mean, I've got a TV at my desk with an HD antenna.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
And I can watch it when it's on NBC.
Great office you got. But I
couldn't get it on Peacock this morning.
I'm sure our boy Scotty Glaze was up bright and early for the Open.
Oh, I'm sure he was watching probably on TV.
Yeah, he probably
had it. So I don't know what that was all about. But River Dogs are home tonight against Augusta. And again, that Red Sox-Yankees game. And I was actually going to sit out on the porch and watch some baseball.
You know, I was feeling the same kind of thing, Bobby. You know,
who better to watch than the Yankees and the Red Sox?
Classic.
And now that game has been postponed. So basically, other than this Gold Cup soccer match tonight at 10 o'clock, which I can pretty much assure you I will not watch, but I know a lot of you probably will, and that's about it.
Slow time. But, hey, we're building up to football, baby. Here we go. We're getting there.
Maybe I'll check the SEC Network and see if there's a replay or something like that on. So let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, how you doing?
Sam, what are you doing?
Sammy.
How y'all doing? Hope you guys doing well. Hey, I have a weird NBA question for you.
A weird NBA question?
Yes.
Okay.
So who won last night for the NBA?
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, I got to say this.
That was not a weird question.
Well, Bobby, I'm going for the Phoenix Suns.
Well, it's tied 2-2 now. Game 5 will be in Phoenix. That's almost a must-win for Phoenix.
Must win.
Well, I just want you to know that I am up in Daniel Island.
The DI.
You're at what?
I'm in Daniel Island.
What are you doing there?
I'm just visiting a friend from high school.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I want to take your brain real quick before I get off. What do you think about the Bishop England football team?
I know nothing. I think they'll be good. They always are.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Thank you, Bobby.
There's your expert breakdown of Bishop England football. They're always good. They're always tough. They're always extremely physical.
Disciplined.
They really are. They're well coached.
Yeah, for
John
sure.
Candy does a good job over there.
Yeah. I just want to ask you one more thing. Did you get someone to come down to the CFC basketball games? I'm
sure we will. By the way, I met Coach Kelsey. He was here at the radio station yesterday.
Is he behaving?
Do what?
Yes,
he's behaving.
Oh, that's good.
But, he said you came up to his office. Is that true?
That is very true.
Attaboy, Sam.
Did you get through security or what? How did you pull that off?
So I spoke to him briefly a long time ago. He said that this is my 10th year with the basketball team.
Right.
And what do you think about the team? Do you think they could announce a championship?
Well, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, he's got so many new players. I mean, this is almost a completely new team. But well, I think he did a great job at Winthrop. He's a very good coach. He's energetic and young, and I think he's going to do a really good job at the College of Charleston.
And what do you think about the concession stands for the fall?
What? Concessions?
Hey, College of Charleston got the best concession stands in the world.
Absolutely.
They got home team barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love hot dogs.
Well, I don't know what you do about that.
Love a good
hot dog. Get you a home team barbecue sandwich.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't fan talk,
say
you.
One for you. How about that?
Okay. All right, Sam.
Bobby, take care.
There you go.
Do you have the golf channel, Bobby? Because apparently it was on all day on the golf channel today.
I Googled how to stream British Open.
Okay.
The Open Championship. And it sent me to Peacock. Hmm. I don't get the golf channel on my TV.
Okay.
I've got it at home.
Okay.
But I don't have it on my TV. All I get is the local channels. Hmm. And I can get ESPN Plus
right.
with my Fire Stick and everything.
Oh, so you have a Fire Stick. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes more sense.
So they just didn't want me to see it.
Yeah, they just didn't want Bobby Harden to watch the Open, which is
it's the man keeping the man down.
that is exactly right.
Hey, a couple of notes in case you missed it. Brent Venables now the highest paid assistant coach in the country. The Clemson Board of Trustees Compensation Committee approved a contract extension and that will pay him $2.5 million a year through the year 2026. And the matchups for the 2021 Charleston Classic are set. West Virginia will take on Elon, Marquette against Ole Miss, Clemson against Temple, and St. Bonaventure will take on Boise State. That's going to be a good tournament, November 18th through the 21st. I got to get to this Dwayne Haskins story.
Yes, please. Can we talk about this?
The wife of Dwayne Haskins has been arrested facing domestic violence charges stemming from an alleged assault involving the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback that occurred in a Las Vegas hotel room earlier this month. Now, they went to Las Vegas to renew their vows.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Gonrizic Haskins, his wife, is accused of punching him in the mouth.
Yeah.
And other injuries reported to be were substantial.
Yeah, it sounded like she went to town on him for a little bit.
Haskins had a split upper lip, a missing tooth. He suffered other injuries to his mouth that will require dental work to repair his teeth. Now, the report says she punched him in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Is he married to Ronda Rousey?
I was going to say, we need to get this lady in the UFC ASAP if you're busting up an NFL player's head. Isn't that wild?
I think she hit him with something else.
Yeah, I feel like a shoe or some sort
something.
Of liqueur bottle by chance. I mean, you're in Vegas. This is supposed to be the great, you know, the great renewing the vows, the whole thing, and it goes downhill, you know? That's not a great
So, you get beat up by your wife.
Mm. Hypothetically.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
And she knocked your tooth out, split your lip, and other injuries that will require dental work to repair his teeth. From a punch by a girl.
Yeah, so I'm just worried about Myles Garrett coming off the edge in that division up there. If he gets smacked in the mouth, what's going to happen?
I mean, can you envision a scenario where she just landed the punch as good as she possibly could, or do you think she hit him with something else?
I feel like maybe the first one was something
like
else.
A base.
Yeah, of maybe the hotel room, grab the lamp, and you know, do the whole thing. But it seemed
while he was sleeping.
Right, right. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I think that she had to hit him with something else. But I mean, if this woman has knockout power like this, I mean, Dana White needs to get on the phone right now.
During the break, I'm gonna Google his wife, see if I can get a picture of him. Yeah, she might be a big old full figured gal. You never can tell.
Yeah, very healthy. You know, I mean, if you're knocking Dwayne Haskins' teeth out, and
you just knocked the teeth out of a professional football player.
That's pretty wild, isn't it?
There's got to be more to this story.
Yeah, there's got to be an explanation for this stuff. We'll get to the bottom of it.
I mean,
did she
just get really lucky?
Or she might have did a load up, you know, had a couple steps like a crow hop in baseball and just went for a right hand.
He might have been in the bed sleeping and she might have done the old atomic elbow drop or something on him.
I think you're on to something. I think he might have been taking a snooze or something. She checked the phone, saw some messages, and then that would happen. You might be on to something.
It sounds like Dwayne Haskins put up no defense whatsoever for all this damage to happen.
Hands up. Hands up, Dwayne. You got to remember that. Bob and weave, baby.
So that was a strange story. Also, more on the Richard Sherman situation. Somebody called 911 and said Sherman was drunk and threatening to kill himself before he was arrested.
I believe it was his girlfriend or wife, right?
Wife, I think.
That made the phone call, and he was trying to break into the in-laws' house, the whole thing. Apparently, he had two bottles of liquor and just went on a tangent. So not good for the all-pro.
No, not good. Not good at all. And especially at his age and stuff like that.
Yeah, he'll be done.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Taking another look at the highways this afternoon, police continue to report an accident on I-26 westbound at Ashley Phosphate, still reporting the accident I-26 westbound at Aviation Avenue, and still reporting an accident at Palmetto Hall and Dunes West. Now we have reports of an accident at Market Street and Logan, another accident on the Wando Bridge westbound, and finally they're working an accident at Rivers Avenue and Mall Drive. Otherwise, no other accidents or disabled vehicles are being reported at this time. Looking at the SCDOT cameras, I continue to see heavy traffic on I-26 westbound between Montague Avenue and Ashley Phosphate. This traffic report is being brought to you by The Codfather. The Codfather, proper fish and chips, is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8, and Sunday, 12 till 7. The Beer Garden patio and bar are now open for outdoor dining. The Codfather, proper fish and chips. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly cloudy with a p.m. thunderstorm in the area, a high around 87. Mainly clear tonight with a low around 75. Partly sunny Friday as we launch another Low Country weekend, a high around 87. Looking ahead, partly sunny through the weekend with scattered thunderstorms returning next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
From Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Biesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Biesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Biesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Biesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at HarrellInsurance.com.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Scott Glaze coming up in the next segment. I did Google Dwayne Haskins. Dwayne's a pretty big guy. She's small.
Yeah, Dwayne's like 230.
She is very small.
Yeah.
And her mugshot, she don't look happy.
No, she is very upset in that mugshot.
I mean, this is like the ultimate. I mean, Florida, Ohio State quarterbacks have had a reputation of being soft.
Yes, you're right.
When it comes to the NFL.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This could be the telling point right here.
Yeah, hopefully Justin Fields will change that narrative at some point.
When you get beat up by a girl half your size.
Yeah, and I think you might be onto something where he might have been sleeping or something like that, and then she just, you know, started throwing the right hands, some Floyd Money Mayweathers. I mean, she really did a number on him.
She had to get a free shot in there somewhere.
A couple, and then he probably put the guard up a little bit.
And I don't want to see him have marital problems or
no.
Something like that, but
we don't promote that here, obviously.
No, pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, for sure. It's a headline on ESPN. Not great.
It said he found his tooth on the floor. I mean, you got to hit somebody and knock their teeth out.
Yeah, that's a hard punch. That's what I'm thinking. She might have got a couple steps and then just you know, a little crow hop into the right hand.
He goes, hit me. Go ahead.
And then she hit him. He was like,
go ahead. I double dog dare you. Hit me. So I don't know. But anyway, it is what it is. So hopefully the loving couple will get everything straightened out.
Hopefully.
So.
Absolutely.
And they'll return to marital bliss.
Well, that's what we promote.
That's our hope here on Fan Talk.
Yes, absolutely.
A couple of NASCAR notes, some big notes. Harrison Burton is going to replace Matt DiBenedetto with Wood Brothers Racing in 2022. Going to drive the 21 car. So Matty D has got doesn't have a ride now for next year. And Austin Cindric will drive the number 2 Penske Ford in NASCAR next year. That is the car that Brad Keselowski drives. It says Brad Keselowski will depart the team at the end of the 2021 season to pursue other opportunities within the sport.
Media probably.
I don't know if that means he's. I know he wanted to be an owner.
Oh, okay.
Or a part owner, but I don't know if this means he's out. He wants out of racing, and he's going to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. So, but a couple of NASCAR notes right there. 8 days until the Olympics. New coronavirus cases in Tokyo surged to a 6-month high. And they say it possibly could get higher as the Olympics get closer.
That's not great.
No. And you throw that on top of strict protocols and you're going to have problems.
Yeah, it's going to be like the NBA bubble, you know, when they were doing it. And even though nobody got COVID during that bubble, I think there's definitely going to be a lot more cases of COVID in the Olympics just because you got so many people there.
Yeah, you know, I think the only problem they had in the bubble was when the guy had to go to a funeral and And he went to the strip club in Atlanta.
Lou Williams,
because
yeah.
Because he liked the wings.
Yeah, he's a fan of the Lemon Peppers, apparently, at the Magic City.
Great wings at the old strip club.
They do it well over there,
Everybody goes to the strip club for wings.
Yeah, absolutely. Lemon Peppers, boneless Lemon Pepper.
No breast or thighs in that strip club. Well, we're going for the wings.
We're going for the wings here. There was that instance, and then remember the guy who ordered,
food.
Yeah, Postmates.
That was like the first day of the bubble he did that.
And then those were the only problems that they had. So, I mean, they did a good job, but it was not fun to watch. But,
well, I'm just here for the wings.
Stopping by Magic City. I get it, Lou.
Oh, this hour of Fan Talk brought to you by Candy Foundation Specialists. If you have a problem, Candy can fix it. Give them a call, 843-484-3625. Crack driveways, foundation problems. And, again, if you've got water in the house, that's going to create mold, rot, causing structural damage, air quality problems in your house. So let Candy come look at it because Candy can fix it. Give them a call again, 843-484-3625 for a free no-obligation estimate from a contractor you can trust. You can check out all their services at CandyCanFixIt.com. Or as we said, give them a call. That number one more time, 843-484-3625. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time to talk golf with our good buddy Scott Glaze. All you need to know about the Open Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk some Olympic golf.
Love it.
With Scott today as well. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
If you've been hurt on the job, don't count on your employer's insurance company to do what's right. They may deny some of your benefits, leaving you stuck with the bills, or force you to choose between working hurt and getting fired. Call the Joy Law Firm. We're one of South Carolina's most experienced workers' comp law firms. Let us fight for the workers' compensation benefits you deserve. Because your claim matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue.
I can bring my vehicle in and get appraised in minutes?
Yes, you may.
I can trade even if I don't buy from Berkeley Ford?
Yes, you may.
Well, what if...
Yes, you may. Berkeley Ford, just 15 minutes from North Charleston on Highway 52 towards Munch Corner.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our four-sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Hi, my name is Matt Johnson, General Manager of Baker Roofing Company, Charleston. Baker Roofing has been taking care of homes and businesses for over 100 years. When our company was founded, it was founded on a promise. We shall do good work, at a profit if we can, at a loss if we must, but always good work. For quality, experienced roofing, log on to BakerRoofing.com. That's BakerRoofing.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does as it's switching, and smooth Kubota BX.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
Since 1941, Southern Lumber's been serving the Lowcountry with perfection, one board at a time. Their products from Anderson Windows are worry-proof and time-proof. Visit Southern Lumber online or at 2031 King Street. See why Charleston has trusted them for three quarters of a century. Southern Lumber, Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
Dealerships are low on inventory, but at Berkeley Ford, we've got it all. We've got trucks, we've got cars, we've got SUVs, new and used, we've got it all. Save time, save money, avoid traffic. Come see us at Berkeley Ford, just 15 minutes from North Charleston on Highway 52 towards Munch Corner.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Tiger's talent. I can't hit a flop shot like Phil. I don't drive it like DJ, but I think that someday if I hit the gym, maybe I will. If I only had more time to practice, if I just had those clubs on TV, oh, it fills me with hope behind these big ropes, thinking someday that could be me.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Time now to talk some golf. And for that, we bring in the head professional out at Stone Hill Ferry, our good buddy Scott Glaze. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a major championship week, so I always get fired up these four times a year. The Open Championship is really a special event. It's near and dear to my heart. We haven't done it in a few years, but me and my buddies back, you know, when we were all younger and had less commitments and obligations and things like that, we would we try to schedule at least one day during the Open Championship to wake up at like 3 in the morning, if not earlier, and we would have Guinness, and we would make fish and chips, and we would watch live coverage, basically like we were over in England or Scotland watching the Open Championship. And then by the time coverage is over, by early afternoon, you're on that English time. It was time for a nap, but that was always like, those are some fond memories that I have of doing that with some of my buddies, and it's always nice. As much as I love a West Coast U.S. Open that gives us prime time golf, I do love having a little bit of golf with my coffee when the Open Championship rolls around. So it's a fun week in terms of the Open Championship. In terms of Stone Hill Ferry, we did aerify our greens this week, which is the big kind of wah-wah moment in golf. It has to happen every year. It's a cultural practice that we have to do. It gets rid of a lot of the organic matter in the greens to keep them firm, to keep them fast, keep them healthy, and sustain the amount of traffic that we have on them throughout the year. So they'll be sandy and bumpy for a couple weeks, but with as hot as it is and the pop-up storms that we get, they'll be good to go. And we actually offer a discounted rate, severely discounted rate, while the greens are recovering from being aerified. It's $39. Monday through Sunday, any time of day, to come out and play with us. So if you don't mind putting on the aerified greens, it's a good time to come out and get a really good deal with us.
Yeah, sounds like a great deal out there, I promise you. Let's go back to last week and kind of run down. We had a lot of golf last week. Lucas Glover won the John Deere Classic, his first win since 2011. Nasa Hatoka won the Marathon Classic on the LPGA. Jim Furyk won the U.S. Senior Open. By the way, I thought it was pretty cool. Fluff was his caddy. I guess Fluff's on the senior tour now too.
That's right. I was great to see Jim Furyk win U.S. Senior Open, his first senior major title, his second major championship, if you want to lump that in there. He did win the U.S. Open back in 2004, I believe. And what's crazy is that Fluff was on his bag then, has been on his bag the entire time. And Fluff is definitely, anytime you're a caddy that you're known by one name, whether it's Fluff or we have Bones or Stevie, you know that you're one of the best, and you're on the bag of one of the best. And Jim Furyk, I tell you, he is journeyman is not the right way to put it, and I think, and I've made this comparison a lot, and I think it's pretty accurate with our good friend David Kite, his dad Tom Kite just was at the top of leaderboards year after year after year, at the top of major championships year after year, and had such a long career and successful career in golf, not only on the PGA Tour but on the Champions Tour. And I think Jim Furyk is, by comparison's sake, the modern day Tom Kite. He is always going to be there. He's making cut after cut. He's going to make top 20s, top 10s, top 5s. He's going to win here and there. Not a dominant player by any means in terms of wins, but can make a lifelong career and very extremely successful career out of golf. So great to see for Jim Furyk, one of the really great guys in the game, just like Tom. And so great to see him take home the U.S. Senior Open. And also, in terms of one of the good guys, Lucas Glover, great to see him win the John Deere Classic. It had been, I believe, 10 years since his last win on the PGA Tour. He's actually now won in three different decades on the PGA Tour, which puts him in rarefied air. Not many people have done that. He has had a lot of ups and downs in his career. He has really struggled. He has really thrived. He's a major champion. And then he's also struggled to be able to keep his card and to keep his job. So it's great to see him break through. He's always been a tremendous ball striker, and I think it's great to see. Not many players in golf nowadays don't wear a glove. Lucas Glover is one of those guys. That's just kind of his personality. He's not gonna about all the frills or anything like that. He's just gonna get out there and do it. The weather wasn't great at the John Deere Classic, and he was able to take advantage of a soft golf course and win. I know that means a ton to him, and is a nice little resurgence in his career as he gets older. Has now been on the tour, for at least 15 years. So great to see for Lucas Glover, one of South Carolina's own. He was on that national championship team that played at Clemson back, 15 years ago or so now, if not more. And always great to see South Carolina golf represented like that.
Other golf over the weekend, Tad Ridings, he won the Colorado Championship on the Corn Ferry Tour. Minwoo Lee won the Scottish Open. And Vinny Del Negro beat out John Smoltz to win the American Century Classic, which again, we talked about it last week. That's a fun tournament to watch.
That's a lot of fun to watch. I hated... John Smoltz is a really good golfer, and I think when you watch that event, you see a lot of these guys that are really good players. There are exceptions. You have some basketball players or some football players that are some really good golfers, but I think primarily these athletes from other sports, the best golfers are typically baseball players and hockey players, and that's just due to the similarities in the movements required in each sport, that all three sports are very rotary. Now, another great player is Marty Fish, tennis player. Same type deal. The rotational aspect of the movements in the sports shine through. But that's always a fun event there. Look forward to that every summer. Hate to see that Charles Barkley lost his bet. He was trying to finish in the top 70, and his golf swing looked like he was going to be able to do it, but he still finished towards the bottom of the leaderboard there. The Colorado event on the Corn Ferry Tour is that's one of their bigger events. So big win there for Tag Riding. And that was actually the defending champion of that event was Will Zalatoris, who is now he is over at the Open Championship and is still that odd story on how he is one of the best players in the game but doesn't have full PGA Tour status yet. So that's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds. And I loved watching the Scottish Open last week. I thought that was a great golf course. That course had a ton of character, It was featured on the Golf Channel heavily. That was great to see. And really the only time that maybe average golf fans are drawn into European golf or links-style golf is during the Open Championship. So I was glad to see that it got a lot of coverage to show such a pure form of golf. That's what I love about Scottish Open, about all the courses in Scotland and England and that whole area. That's what I love about the Open Championship is that it is a pure form of golf, and as much as we like a pure form of baseball, we don't want to see strikeouts and walks, and you want to see base hits and you want to see double plays and you want to see strategy and same thing in basketball. Some of us don't want to see only three-pointers and dunks. this style of golf is a pure form of golf. It's the way golf was created. It's the way the land was laid out. There are no artificial hazards that we just dug out like a man-made pond or something like that. It's golf the way the land gave it to us, and so that was great to see with the Scottish Open, and a lot of great players in the field trying to hone their games for this week at the Open Championship, which has worked for some and has not worked for others. So really really great week of golf leading up to our last major championship of the year this week.
And another busy weekend in golf. Of course, the Open's going on. We'll talk about that out at Royal St. George's in Sandwich, England. The Barbasol Championship going on. The Dow Great Lake Bay Invitational on the LPGA Corn Ferry. The Memorial Health Championship. Champions Tour is off. They're getting ready for the Senior Open. Now, will that be played on the same course?
No, I'm not sure where the Senior Open is, but it is typically not on the same course, but they typically keep them on the same rota, so to speak. That's what the RNA calls it. This year, it is actually at Sunningdale, which is a classic old course over in the UK. It is also in England. So the Senior Open and the Open Championship both in England this year, which is unusual. Usually, these events are dominated with courses in the Scotland area.
Why would they do it on the same course? I mean, you've got everything set up for a golfer, and you've got another major next week. Now it's not as popular as the Open Championship, but still, it's another major.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. We saw them do that. I think it was back in 2014. They did that for the men's and women's U.S. Opens at Pinehurst, and they had the men's was first and the women's was the week after, and I think it makes a lot of sense. Like you said, logistically, it's all set up. The golf course is the same, but yet it's going to be different, especially for the men's and women's games, but even for the Open Championship and the Senior Open Championship, they would be playing different tees, and the landing areas and whatnot would be totally different. So the course should not be worn out after hosting 2 weeks at the same place. I think it would be a great idea, but I know that it for these courses that host the events, it is a huge deal for them. So for Sunningdale to host the Senior Open Championship, because Sunningdale is not going to be in the Open Championship rotation, they're not going to be able to host an Open Championship. So this is a huge deal for them to be able to host a Senior Open. And you know, I'm sure they're in the mix for a Women's Open Championship, and this is a huge deal for them as a golf course and for their membership. So that is probably the reason why they shy away from that, is to give other courses a chance to host a big event and to be able to fly their flag and be proud of their club for a week.
The Open Championship is the seventh major in less than a year. In fact, 343 days. Shortest span in golf history for seven majors. I say, why not? Let's have some more majors. Why has it got to stay at four? I think it's been great.
It has been great. I know we talked about it last year
more
during
majors.
COVID of this lead up to this just pedal to the metal schedule that we were going to have, and it has been great. It's flown by. We've had, yeah, like you said, we're going to wrap up our seventh major championship in the men's game. This is not only the senior and the women's game as well, with all the majors that they've had. And I think it's been awesome to have so many great events back to back. It gives us things to look forward to. One of the big themes that I know that I talked about last year during COVID, when we were foreshadowing what was to happen, is that if someone could get really hot and dominate for this short span when you have all these major championships, one thing that hasn't happened is that. We haven't had one person to come and win multiple majors in this short span. We've had great championships throughout the course of all seven of these majors, and I fully expect this week to be a great championship. So we haven't had a repeat champion. There hasn't been one person to plant their flag and really be dominant over this abbreviated schedule, so to speak. And I think that speaks to the parity in the game of golf and how many great players that there are right now. That it's very tough to come out, and even if you are playing very well in a short span, to be able to dominate the game. But I'm with you. I don't think we need to have more majors. I think we just need to appreciate the tournaments, and we have one coming up in a couple weeks, the WGC tournaments. We have four of those a year, and I would say if you have your major championships, then if that was 1A, then your WGCs would be, you know, number two, or maybe they're 1B. Those are huge events with the best players in the world. We need to celebrate those a little more, maybe get a little more excited for those. Things like the Players' Championship, the Memorial, Bay Hill, tournaments that are historically very strong and prestigious on the PGA Tour. If we can celebrate those a little more and get a little more amped for those, I think it gives us the same feel that we've had in the past year of having seven majors all jammed into one, and not to mention the Olympics, which is going to be coming up right around the corner as well.
How does Royal St. George's rank as far as open courses go?
It is not. It has hosted quite a few. It has hosted the Open Championship on 15 occasions since 1894. In the modern era, let's call it, since World War II, it is hosted six. This is actually their seventh. So they are part of the Open Rota. And what that Rota is short for rotation, and the RNA, the Royal and Ancient, that's golf's governing body in the UK. They have set up a rotation of courses that they play every X amount of years. There are certain courses that we go back to time and time again. For instance, St. Andrews. We will go back to St. Andrews next year. St. Andrews typically pops up on the rotation every 5, 6, 7 years. Carnoustie pops up on the rotation every 5, 6, 7 years. Troon, courses like that. There are actually a whole rules, so to speak, on how the Rota works, but there are other courses. Well, there are courses in the primary rotation, like St. Andrews, Troon, Carnoustie that I mentioned. There are then other courses that are on that second tier of the Rota, so they might get an Open Championship every 10 to 15 years. That's where Royal St. George's stands. They, in the modern era, have hosted the 1949 Open Championship, the 1981, 1985, 1993, 2003, 2011, and now 2021. So we probably won't see Royal St. George's get another Open Championship until the 2030s. But it is a great test. The last two times we have been here, we have had champions ranked higher than 110th in the world. In 2003, Ben Curtis came out of absolute nowhere to win the Open Championship. And then in 2011, Darren Clark finally got a major championship, but both were ranked outside 110th in the world. It is a great test. Historically, this golf course is going to protect par very well. There hasn't been a champion here in that modern era that has finished more than 5 under par. Only one time that's happened. That was in 1993 where Greg Norman shot 13 under par. But that was when Greg Norman was at the height of his powers there. Very difficult test, very unique golf course because no two holes seem to face in the same direction. And the way that wind and weather can play a factor in the Open Championship, having these little nuances of a hole facing a slightly different direction than the last and the wind affecting it slightly different than it did on the last hole makes it very difficult. And this course also puts a premium on driving accuracy with a thick rough and gorse that you see on both sides of the fairway. You have to put the ball in the fairway, like we saw, for instance, with Bryson DeChambeau today, and that's been well noted on his poor driving today. He shot 1 over par, and that puts him well back. It actually puts him at tied for 74th place. He's going to have to play well tomorrow to make the cut, but you have to keep the ball in the fairway. He did not do that today, and Royal St. George's shows its teeth when you start getting inaccurate.
Scott, we got to take a break. Can you hold on?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll hold on and put Scott on hold, and we'll come back and wrap the show up. You're listening to Fan Talk here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at the highways this afternoon. Police continue to work an accident at Market Street and Logan. They also continue to work an accident at Rivers Avenue and Mall Drive. Now we have reports of an accident at North Main Street in Charlene. Another accident on North Main Street at Sangaree Parkway. An accident I-26 westbound at Ashley Phosphate. Another accident Mark Clark westbound at the Ashley River Road off-ramp. EMS and police are working an accident on St. Ives and Green Ridge. And finally, they're working an accident at 1464 Savannah Highway. No other accidents or disabled vehicles are being reported at this time. This traffic report is being brought to you by All Seasons Hardware, All Seasons True Value Hardware, 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m., All Seasons True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Lowcountry weather.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Lowcountry Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly cloudy with a p.m. thunderstorm in the area, a high around 87. Mainly clear tonight with a low around 75. Partly sunny Friday as we launch another Lowcountry weekend, a high around 87. Looking ahead, partly sunny through the weekend with scattered thunderstorms returning next week. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
The Exit Realty Lowcountry Group and their team of trusted advisors are staples in the real estate community of the Lowcountry and a champion of closing the gap in home ownership for those who didn't think they could own a home. Buying a home is still the American dream, and if you're serious about buying a home, you can own your own home. Let Exit Realty Lowcountry Group lead you through the process. Call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's exitlowcountry.com.
WWE is back on the road and coming home to North Charleston Coliseum. Get ready for WWE Live. Saturday night, September 18th, you'll see WWE Champion Bobby Lashley, Raw Women's Champion Rhea Ripley, AJ Styles, Alexa Bliss,
The New Day,
Charlotte Flair, and many more superstars in action. Tickets start at just $20. Available 10 a.m. this Friday at Ticketmaster.com.
Helping you see clearly through the Lowcountry traffic, Dr. Christopher Orr with the Eye Care Center of Mount Pleasant, 1055 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. Call now for an appointment, 884-4343. That's 884-4343 or online at mountpleasanteyecare.com.
ESPN 98.9 has made it easier than ever to listen to your favorite sports. Head to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the free listening app right now for access to all your favorite shows and Gamecock sports. Download the app, listen, and enjoy. This free app is just another way to stay connected to Charleston's sports station, ESPN 98.9.
Powered by the Curry Law Firm. Real lawyers, real results. 843-767-5284. 843-767-5284.
It's time to talk sports with Bobby Harden. Now, here's that football-loving, barbecue-eating host of Fan Talk, Bobby Harden.
On ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
I don't have Tiger's talent. I can't hit a flop shot like Phil. I don't drive it like DJ, but I think that someday if I hit the gym, maybe I will. If I only had more time to practice.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk, our final segment today, talking golf with our good buddy Scott Glaze, Louis the Toaster, 6 under. He is your leader right now. Jordan Spieth, 1 shot back at 5 under. Brian Harman, 1 shot back at 5 under. Are you buying or selling Spieth or Louis the Toaster?
Ooh, good question. I'm going to buy Louis the Toaster. I think he's going to be hard to beat. You know, he was somebody that I thought about, you know, making an official pick on. Especially after the way he played at the U.S. Open, I think that probably left a bad taste in his mouth. He has played well at the Open Championship before, and he's won. He won in 2010 at the Old Course at St. Andrews. And then he also finished tied for second. He lost in a playoff in 2015. And then what's ironic is that Louis, to open his tournament in those two events, the 2010 Open Championship at the Old Course and the 2015 Open Championship at the Old Course, he shot around in the 60s. Those are the only two times before today he had opened this tournament with around in the 60s. In 2010, he won. In 2015, he finished tied for second by losing in a playoff. So today, in 2021, this is the third time he's shot around in the 60s to open the Open Championship. So you could say the stars can be aligning that way. But I think Louis the Toaster is going to be a force to reckon with this week. The guy is just too solid. The big thing in an Open Championship is that you can't make huge mistakes, especially as the wind starts to blow. You can get the ball way offline and into these pot bunkers and into the course and so on and so forth. You have to eliminate big numbers. If you make big numbers, you're done. That's true in any style of golf, but especially an Open Championship where you have so many guys. There's so much parity in the Open Championship. I mean, 18 years ago, unknown Ben Curtis, who was sponsored by NFL teams, won this tournament. So it definitely is, you see the most unexpected things happen in the Open Championship. So as steady as you can stay, that's going to bode well for you. I'm not ready to buy Spieth yet, and I want to, and I'm close. I just don't think it's going to be there. I think if you want to buy Spieth having a top 10 or top 15 finish, I think that is going to be a good investment. I just don't think he drives the ball well enough. Even in his performances earlier this year where he played really well, he did win in Texas, he was scaring the lead in Phoenix, he still was not driving the ball well. He's very erratic off the tee, and that is going to catch up with you at a course like Royal St. George's. You have to keep the ball in play. What provided Spieth to be able to shoot his 65 today was his putter. He is maybe the best all-time at this kind of mid-range putting distance. If you give him a 20-footer minimal amount of break, 20, 25 feet, minimal amount of break, nothing too crazy, it's like giving Steph Curry an open three-pointer. I mean, it's almost like that thing's going to go down every time, which is it's absurd. I mean, you're not expecting to make putts of that length, yet Jordan Spieth is able to do it. When he's playing well, he is able to do that routinely. And once one goes in, several go in during a round. You'll see guys that won't make a putt longer than 10 or 15 feet all day in their round. And Jordan, when he's playing well, like I said, tends to make very long putts. That really gets him going. That happened today. I think he made at least three putts today that were over 20 feet or more. That's hard to maintain for four straight days to just make a ton of feet of putts. So that's why I'm not ready to buy on Spieth yet, because I don't know if his ball striking's quite there to be able to have the kick-in birdies, to be able to have the easy pars, and I don't think you can make putts of that length for four straight days under major championship pressure. He has done it before. It's not to say that he can't do it, because he has done it before. I just think of the state of Jordan's game right now. He is not quite there. So I will buy Louis the Toaster and sell Jordan Spieth.
Okay. Two other things from today that really stick out. One, Phil Mickelson, 10 over today. So he had a horrible day. And in the story with Bryson DeChambeau saying in the post-match interview that his driver sucks, not very smart to talk about your sponsor Cobra like that.
Yeah, and tough day for Phil. I think this is maybe, and he's tied for last place, and that's the worst finish ever for him in a major championship after the first round. But from what I saw from Phil, I spoke to driving accuracy. Phil was not keeping the ball in play, and it wasn't necessarily that he was making big numbers. It was just bogey after bogey after bogey after bogey. So he still is the PGA champion, and he, regardless of what happens tomorrow, or the rest of the season. This season, I'm sure he will view it as a rousing success regardless. But, yes, not very smart there from DeChambeau. I don't think – it just is very whiny. I don't like all the excuses. I mean, I just own up to, hey, I didn't hit it well, or I'm doing this or that. But to make excuses about equipment is something that doesn't rub me the right way, and I know it doesn't rub a lot of people on tour the right way. And Cobra, some execs from Cobra actually kind of clapped back and had a response to Bryson, which is a very interesting read.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We've got to get into Olympic golf, and we'll do that next week. So always appreciate you being on again. $39 for, what, the next 2 weeks?
$39 running through the 28th of July. $39 any time of the day is an airification special.
There you go. Stone Oak Fair is the best. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bobby.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. All